Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for you to manifest the dreams of your reality into the now, the here, the where we are. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and this is Manifesting Miracles. So if this is your first time tuning in, tapping in, turning on that energy, that line, that abundance, that open faucet, the floodgate of your reality seen in this vision, and somebody has recommended this podcast to you, and someone has sent you the link, and somebody said, hey, I need you to check this out. That person, that energy, that stream was intentional. Your guides and your angels were like, yo, why are you on the wrong track? Let's get them on the field where Michelle is, because she understands all of this. And in all of this understanding and in all of this clarity and in all of this time, you're like, I'm ready to manifest my miracles, but I'm fucking depressed, or I have anxiety, or I just can't get out of bed 6 of the 7 days of the week, or even 2 or even 3 days of the week. And you're just sitting there over and over and over again, flipping through the memory lane of pain, trespassing all over that past. Well, this episode is going to teach you all the things that you need to know about where you are energetically. And yes, you're manifesting even when you're depressed, even when you have anxiety. That's just a myth. It's just a lie that we tell ourselves. You don't have to be a high vibrational junkie to get shit accomplished in life. You don't have to be flying high on this disc of happiness where you're bathing in the stars and the sun never burns you and the cold never hits you. There's no perfectionism that you're trying to achieve. In fact, the fact that you feel this way is absolute proof that you are absolutely in alignment with the energy that you're processing in this moment. And so in today's podcast, I want to make sure that you understand how valued you are and that what you're feeling is absolutely normal. It is absolutely normal, and here is how I know. Episode 2. My whole life, I've been somewhat depressed, somewhat anxious, somewhat doubtful, very fearful. I was always scared that, like in The Wizard of Oz, you'd pull the curtain back and see that I was just a piece of shit, that I would railroad over people, that I would bully you, that I would put you in a corner and size you up because I did not want anybody in. You see, letting people in was so vulnerable for me that I let you in and you burned me, and I let you in and you took advantage of me. I let you in and you abused me. I let you in and you chastised me. I let you in and you belittled me. I let you in and you marginalized me. I let you in and you destroyed and took me apart. Atom by atom, proton by proton, neutron by neutron, blood vessels, cells, organs, skin, body, energy, me. And so I developed this idea that I was pretty much worthless, and that anybody that I attracted into my reality would always see what a worthless thing I was. So my depression grew, and my anxiety grew, and my anxiousness grew, and my insecurity grew. And here I am, creating businesses and being financially successful and winning awards and, you know, all of this kind of thing. And every time I looked in the mirror, I hated myself. So of course I attracted somebody, a husband, who hated me too. And then I attracted friends that would only use me for either my connections or financial resources, or because I was always their cheerleader. And so the anxiety and the depression and the worthlessness grew and grew and grew and grew to a point where I'd go on vacation, on fucking vacations, and I couldn't find happiness. Be a 5-star resort, the room would be beautiful, the location would be phenomenal. But there I was, just wallowing in my misery, because I had never really understood myself or energy or the ability to move past what I thought life was supposed to be. I thought when I reached a certain status level or importance level that there I would be shiny and new and plastic and fantastic with a crown on my head for everybody to look at and admire. But in reality, I would just stand in the mirror and tell myself what a piece of shit I was and how ugly I was and how that C-section scar on my stomach was embarrassing and how I shouldn't wear tight-fitting clothes because then somebody might see a little bit of my cellulite or a lot of it. You might see my stretch mark or a lot. You might see that I'm fragile and breaks easily. But I look tough on the outside, right? So I'm going to stand up here on this stage and tell you how to create a business. I'm going to stand here on this stage and tell you how you should be eating, drinking, and sleeping your entrepreneurship path. And I would get applause and praise, and people would say, oh, I want to start a business now. I want you to help me in, you know, whatever way. And really, it was just always preparing me for this moment. Because I do see you. I know you think nobody does. I know how hard it is to sit in that quiet room and not let your mind track in all the insecurities from your past. And so then you get stuck and you go over and over in your head, like, how come you don't deserve this? And how come you'll never have it? And you'll have to do this and you'll have to do that and you'll have to do this and you'll have to do that. But manifesting and being in a depression state is no different than manifesting and being happy, you see. There's a misconception about the law of attraction. that your mood enables the intention to somehow disappear. And that is a bullshit belief. The law of attraction dictates that once you desire something, it is already yours. We are creators and we are human beings and we're being human. When you think like that, you are not in your spirit, you are in your humanity. And if you never, ever, 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 ever had disappointment, had disillusionment, lost that, skinned the knee, broke the nose, was hit in the face, either physically or emotionally, or maybe both, then how would you ever be inspired to move forward and create a new momentum? The momentum of manifesting while you're depressed is just as powerful as manifesting when you are alive and awake. The difference is the speed. The difference is the reality will come a lot faster. Because now you understand that the lack and the fear and the depression is not the vibration of your abundance. It is a place for you to pivot and turn the ship in a new motherfucking direction. And so, yes, it's not coming very fast because you are in a low vibrational place, but it is coming. This lesson, this chapter, this season of your life is merely a part of it. You see, we are on Earth, the teaching planet, and we sometimes wait 200, 300, 400 lifetimes to come to this timeline to meet all of the narcissists, to meet all of the abuse, to meet all of the pain, to meet all of it, to meet all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. It's all in our plan. And if that is true, and it is, you are a deliberate creator, and so you came here to realize and expand and grow and become something from it. You take the bricks that were thrown at you meant to hurt you, and you build something over and over and over again. But be sure to not build a wall around your heart or your spirit or your gifts or your dreams. Because you've got to let that love in. You see, we're so scared to be vulnerable because once we've been all the way down to the bottom of the well, we see how high it is and we never want to get back there. So we protect ourselves and we protect ourselves and we protect ourselves. But from what? From living? From experiencing? From manifesting? I don't want that for you. And so I want you to understand that it's never slowing you down. I mean, it's never stopping. It's just slowing down. You've added more, what is it? Resistance. You've added more resistance to the plan, okay? And you've never messed anything up. You can be depressed. Look at me. Look at me. In April, the end of April 2016, this is now the year 2021. I had set a plan in motion and almost successfully killed myself. And if you're at that place, I suggest you find a suicide prevention hotline. And then you start meditating. And if you need anything in between, you just call me because I'll give you 15 minutes for free. Don't worry. And we can do a lot in 15 minutes. Trust me. But you're in the state. And it is a resistance pivoting transformational place. All you need to do is focus on every single day is allowing yourself to feel whatever it is that you are going to feel. Don't fight it. You want to stay in bed today? Stay in bed today. You want to order movies and ice cream and Ben and Jerry's and some pizza? Well, then you do that. You do that. There's nobody judging you but you. And you have all the time you need because your higher self and your guides and your angels, they know that when you want to manifest, that it's going to snap right into it and then you're just in a period. You're in a period and you're not in a permanent state. You're not set in stone. This isn't a concrete place. I want you to understand that you have to connect with that feeling in order to get on the other side. I had always just pushed it away and pushed it away and pushed it away and put my ha-ha smiley face on. Look how happy I am. Ding. Look how happy I am. Gling. I'm so pretty. I'm so happy. Everything's great. Look at my perfect looking husband. Look at how cute we look in all of our photos.
Hey, are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? To level up in all areas, from love to money to happiness to opportunities? You see, I take my clients to the next level on a transformational journey to change their life and to manifest the life of their dreams. And I'm ready to do that for you too. All you have to do is go to Michelle J. Lamont. MichelleJLamont.com and send me a form on my contact form or to email me at info@MichelleJLamont.com or to go to my Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, and tap on my link tree and book your session right now or to DM me. Again, MichelleJLamont.com, MichelleJLamont info.
And every day I was crying in the shower. I was crying at night. I would go for walks and cry. I would try to suppress it, and I never told anybody about my anxiety or anybody about my depression. And the person who I was living with obviously knew I was in that state and played on it and used it as a weapon and weaponized my depression and my anxiety against me because I would not connect with it. Okay? I thought that if I admitted my unhappiness, it would make me more unhappy. And when you've experienced things that you don't want in your life, that you truly aren't in alignment with, that you see it and you're like, how the fuck is this happening to me? Don't let other people make you feel further and further down that rabbit hole. They're just gaslighting you, okay? They are gaslighting you to think that your unhappiness is destructive to the manifestation process, and it is not. It is natural. And when you use your unhappiness to your greatest asset, you make it your ally, you go in and you really discover what it is that got you there, well, baby, it's the greatest tool that you've never used. And you learn how to unfuck yourself. And you learn how all of these things that came out, that happened, the abuse, the abuser, the taking advantage, the abandonment, the pain, the physical and mental, emotional, the verbal, the spiritual, the missing of that person that's no longer in your life, whether it's a relative or an animal or a child. All of these things, they're tools to help you understand why you had to process them in order to release them. Why you had to learn patience in order to be a manifestor. Why you had to learn appreciation. Why you had to become in those physical, mental, and emotional states. They are all tools. They're not some sort of hindrance. They're tools. They're wonderful tools that are used to get us out of the dark side of our reality and help us level up into our abundance and our joy and our peace. And you need to journal, write it all out, talk about it. You need to go back and listen to 2x2x2, two letters I always write, that episode, that's a great one. Or episode number 2, Rock Bottom, my suicide story. To understand that where I was 4.5-5 years ago, it seems like eons ago, a lifetime, I was on a different planet. And little did I know that I would be manifesting my dream life, meeting Oprah, interviewing her, moving to this beautiful place and this incredible house. You see, from that pain, from that suffering, from that loss, there was profit, there was manifesting, there was transformation. The pivots were going to come and come and come and come and come. And then I started to realize it. I started to see it in a whole new way. You know why? Because I understood that if I could go all the way deep into that depression, all the way deep into that anxiety, I could look at my body, my energy, my mind, my thoughts, my reality. And I could go all the way down, deep into the crevasse, that I could also build momentum to go all the way up and not just get level, but get strong, and not just get strong, but get powerful, and not just get powerful, but become a motherfucking manifesting manifester. That speed bump, those multiple speed bumps, those people, that energy, all of it, man. Don't you go calling that song something else. No, I won't hear of it. When you are in that state, what it is reminding us is that we are all the way far away from where we belong. Okay? Those feelings, that anxiety, those things, they're just slowing your momentum down so you can heal. You see, all of that is so you can heal and you can realize and you can see what you were intended to be. Okay? And you slowly, step by step by step, page by page, podcast by podcast by fucking podcast, you rebuild. And you rebuild because you were in it. You were honest. You said all the things you've been keeping down. It no longer serves you to swim there. That is not the waters of clarity. That is the waters of confusion. And it is time, and your energy has decided that you are no longer going to be like a rock rolling downhill collecting moss. You are about to skyrocket into the highest and the best version of your life because you are being honest. You are being human. And the spirit will take you to where you need to go. The momentum is coming. The momentum is coming. The momentum is here right now in the depression, in the anxiety, in the hopelessness, in the marginalization, and the change. The beautiful, glorious, divine change is coming. It's simply just not here. And you already know that gratitude for all things is essential in manifesting. And it's a lot easier to manifest when you're happy because life is supposed to feel good. So when we're in that hopeless state, and when we are an energetic, low vibrational place, it's time to have gratitude and appreciate what you can. Maybe it's petting your dog. Maybe it's going for a walk and just staring at the birds in the sky. Maybe it's for having clothes to wear. You know, there was a point in my life when I was young and I lived at the Waco Children's Methodist Home. They only gave you 3 dresses, 2 pairs of pants, and 3 shirts. And they didn't always fit right. And I can buy any kind of clothes I want. In fact, I have boxes and boxes of clothes that I haven't even opened from my move that I'll eventually just give away. But I have warm clothes and summer clothes and spring clothes. And I have food. I've been hungry. I've been in a place where I couldn't afford anything, not even 99-cent Taco Bell. And now is the time when you're in a place that is very down and very dark for you to use this depression as a challenge, as a way to evolve, as a way to grow, and to choose the modality in which you want to move forward in. And as you shift and as you pivot and as you change, you will see that your vibration wants to expand and it wants to be happier. Because remembering that life is for us, not of us. And above everything else, you just keep the momentum going. And inch by inch, mile by mile, you will get across this plane of pain that you're experiencing now. And not even the darkest nights can last forever. Sun will come up. You know, Dolly Parton has it. If you want to see the rainbows, you're going to have to get through a little bit of rain, right? And it's more like, if you want to see some rainbows, you're going to have to get through a little bit of rain. Dolly Parton energy. Okay, that's why I named my dog Dolly Parton Lamont. Wayne Dyer Lamont and Dolly Parton Lamont.
And so when we are in this beautiful state that we feel is debilitating and it's negative, just do one thing today that you have appreciation for. Remember and remind yourself you weren't always feeling this way. And so if you always weren't feeling this way, there is a chance and a place and a situation in which you won't. And maybe today's not the day. Maybe today is I listen to Michelle's podcast, and then tomorrow I listen to another one of Michelle's podcasts, and then tomorrow I listen to another one, and then tomorrow I listen to another one, and then tomorrow I listen to another one, until you go to my link tree and you click and book a free 15-minute session. And when you book that free 15-minute session and we're eyeball to eyeball and we're energy to energy, I'm going to read you and I'm going to see you. But most of all, I already love you. God loves you. Your angels and your guides love you. And it's so common for people to say that you can't manifest when you're down. It's said by those who never experienced any imbalance in their life.
It's 2:00.
And now you know what time it is. And having that imbalance, that terrible imbalance, it's not serving you the way that you think it is. You think that you're doing something wrong. You think that you're never going to get out of this. This is just a pivoting point for your soul to realign and take inventory of everything that's happened. Maybe it's losing your home or losing your husband or losing your wife or insecurities in your relationship. Maybe it's just every damn day seems darker than the other. And you're like, when will it end? I don't want to kill myself, but I also can't see how anybody could be happy in this world. Energy. I know for me, it was feeling darkness, darkness, darkness. And then the only thing that I could do to help myself was die. But it wasn't that I was depressed. It was really that I was out of alignment. And I felt stuck. And I felt like I never would be happy. And that if all of this was for nothing, then I don't want to be here. And then I could just fix things with a couple of pills and bloop, at the bottom of the pool. But luckily for me, I had that spiritual awakening and that miracle happened. And I'm not going to get into it because that's a whole episode, episode 2. And the law of attraction didn't just teach me to manifest a life that was happy, but that I had manifested a life that was very, 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 very dark. And when I took inventory and realized that I was manifesting either way, because you are. You're manifesting in the dark and you're manifesting in the light. That I was just going to choose to work very hard to understand my brain, to take classes, to work with crystals, to use prayer, to use intentional goal setting, to live a very phenomenal life. That everything started shifting and changing. And I'm not just saying this because I love you and I care about you and I want you to be better. I'm saying this because I've been there most of my life. And although it may seem miraculous, some of the things that I've created and done in my life, and they are, I'm also a life path 9. So I've been here 800 times at least. So that's why I'm very aware of my energy, and that's why I get depressed more, and that's why I had that crippling anxiety, because I have already known that when I'm in that state, I'm farthest away from God as possible. I'm farthest away from my truth as possible. That the anxiety and the depression is a very clear sign that I am not in alignment. Not that I can't manifest. And that journey taught me so much. And it's here to teach you a lot too. And for me, I want you to understand you are manifesting. Things are going well. It never stopped. It just slowed down. And you'll be able to use all these tips of appreciation, of gratitude, of taking it slow, of not, you're not on anybody's timeline. You're building that momentum and you're energetically stepping forward into a vibration of excitement and positivity that is just around the corner. I promise you, with everything in my being, with every letter in my name, every star in my sign, every symbol, every modality, every practice, every crystal, every energy, everything that I know what's ahead. Your future self directed you to this podcast for this reason. And if it happened to me and for me, of course it's going to happen for you. You are here to create the life of your dreams. You are worthy of it. Those people, those things that said those judgmental and low vibrational things, you planned them so you would get stronger and stronger and stronger. Don't waste this experience. Use it. Use it to create a reality that is way beyond your, that you could even imagine. And the energy will just build and the momentum will shift and you'll be stronger than ever before you know it. Just keep trusting and having faith over fear and understanding how fucking powerful you are, man. Each and every one of us are deliberate creators. And there is absolutely a plan to cultivate the highest version of yourself by being aware of your emotional baseline when you were the worst. I meditate every day because I know I need it. I spend time in nature all the time because nature is nurture. I journal. I have a gratitude journal. I work with my crystals. I coach my clients. I do these podcasts. I give speeches. I write books. I teach courses because I know where I was at one point. And the brilliance of this depression and anxiety has taught me that if I can go really, really low, then I can also go really, 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 really high. And that you have the ability to absolutely be a creator and design your reality. And not any level of anxiety or depression or unhappiness will steer that ship away from you. You're still on your trajectory. You're still on your path. It's just you're slowed down. You're in first gear instead of fifth gear. And eventually you'll get back up there. So don't insult this time by saying that you're not manifesting and you need to get back on track. You're just in a shift, in a pivot, in a place that reality needs you to be in this moment in order for you to manifest your miracles each and every day. So I ask, I beg, don't fight it. Go all the way in. And see it for what it is, a beautiful lesson. Now, it's time for me to wrap up this podcast, but I want you to know that I love you. You are valued. You are special. I see you. Your angels and your guides have never left. You might feel like you're alone, but that's not true. And I'm holding your face in my hands as I hold this microphone. I love you. You're loved. You're special. You're important. You're valued. You're needed. Every single hair on your head is accounted for. Every freckle and every mole. You are perfectly imperfect. And that's the plan. So, I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont. And until next time, go manifest your miracle today! Hey!